It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and indeed, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful message of God's Word, that God does love you even though you're a sinner, and that God will save you because He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in your place on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood so that you could have forgiveness of sins and be adopted into the family of God if you will receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Good news for all mankind that God loves us, and Jesus came to die for us so that we might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today, Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this first song is titled, Only Trust Him.
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word.
Only trust Him. Trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you now.
For Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessing white as snow. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in Him without delay, and you are full.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Believe Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
He will save you now.
Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter number 26, starting with verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse number 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust in the Lord to receive salvation, asking Jesus to be your Savior. Trust in the Lord and be led in the right paths in His perfect will. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've never trusted Him to be your Savior. And you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's Holy Word, the final authority, and share with you what the Bible says about how you can be saved, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to take God's Word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive the gift of everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to come to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We start our services this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered and can't be here with us until Wednesday evening, please come be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and what the Bible has to say about it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Him as personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11. Let's listen to another song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this second song they're going to sing for us is titled, My Lord is Taking Good Care of Me.
This morning and started my day. God's mercy was with me all of the way. His goodness stayed close by to meet all my needs. My Lord has taken good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. And one day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord is taking good care of me. while counting my blessings as I journey along. Good friends, a family, and a place to call home. This church where I worship, the Bible I read. My Lord has taken good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. And one day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord has taken good care of me. When Satan comes tempting and he brings up my past, I tell him it's forgiven and buried at last. The bloodshed on Calvary, it now speaks for me. And my Lord has taken good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. And one day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord has taken good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. And one day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord has taken good care of me. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see. My Lord has taken good care of me.
Jesus said in Luke chapter number 12, starting with verse number 28, "If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek ye not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God's good pleasure for those that accept Jesus as their personal Savior is to take care of them. We find that in Hebrews 13, verse number 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Jesus has given us everything we need through salvation so that we not only can be pleasing to him to live for the Lord, but so that we can also be satisfied in living for the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Christian, and you'll find that God will take care of all of your needs, as he has promised in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The Lord does take good care of his children. And my friend, if you know him as Savior, he will take good care of you. But with God taking good care of us, how should we respond to all of the goodness and all of the blessings that God has given us because we know him as personal Savior? Listen to this last song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this song is "As For Me and My House."
We stand here together As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight, till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve Him, we will serve Him, we will serve Him, for He is worthy. Serve Him, serve Him, serve Him, for He is worthy. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve, let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve.
As for me and my house, we will serve.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Joshua said that in Joshua chapter number 24, in verse number 14. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This was not a future declaration of where Joshua was going to take his family. I believe this was a declaration and summary of where Joshua had come over the years. Joshua had served the Lord when we first read about him being one of the 12 spies that were sent to Canaan land. Joshua came back believing the Lord and serving the Lord. He would be Moses' right-hand man. And when Moses would be taken home by the Lord, Joshua was the one the Lord picked to lead Israel into the promised land. This was because Joshua had already determined to follow the Lord. Why, following after false gods would only bring heartache and sorrow and emptiness, because only Jesus can satisfy the soul. And Joshua knew that following the Lord was the only place where there'd be satisfaction in his life. This was at the end of his life. And as he looked back, he said, "As for me and my house, we have served the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, my friend, it is important that we determine not only that we follow the Lord, but also that we lead our family to follow the Lord, that we live a life in testimony of what God has done for us as the leadership of the home, to lead our family to a loving Savior that will not only save them, but will also satisfy them as they follow in His will. In Hebrews chapter number 11, we see in verse number 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. The fact that Abraham was used in such a special way to be set aside and those who followed him. Abraham was following God. He was wanting to go where God led him. As we go to verse number 11, it says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. By faith, Abraham followed God. Through faith, Sarah allowed God to work in her life. Sarah believed God. Now, Sarah, when she first heard that God was going to give her a child, laughed. But it was because she was so old. Sarah was beyond the years of having children. How could she possibly have a child at her age? It was funny to her, as it would be to us, to see someone up in age go to the hospital to deliver a child. But God did that miracle through Sarah, because God promised Abraham that this would be what he was going to do for Abraham and Sarah. They trusted him, and they had faith in him. Remember our little description of faith. God said it. I believe it. I'll obey it. Faith always ends in action. And Abraham had taken the action of following God and bringing Sarah along with him. Abraham was obedient to God, following the Lord, and Abraham and his wife Sarah were blessed. This is an interesting point, that because of Abraham's faith in God, Sarah was blessed through faith. So we find Abraham followed the Lord by faith, and Sarah believed the Lord through faith. And even though she did laugh, she also received the blessings of a child, that she would even in his name speak about the laughter that she would have, because God had seen fit to give her a child in her old age. And my friend, let me share with you that if God has saved you, he has called you to have faith in him after salvation, that you walk by faith and not by sight. As it tells us in Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. You knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is the start of the walk by faith. As Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith. God gives grace, and through faith we believe what God has done for us in grace, receiving Jesus as our personal Savior. Yet our walk after salvation is a walk of faith, as we believe God and we follow after God in his perfect will. Verse number 12 says, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. My friend, when we are called to walk by faith, we might think that there's nothing much we can do. But remember, as Abraham followed God, God brought from him the nation of Israel. We may be tempted to think that nothing we can do in living for God will amount to anything. But God took one man from the Ur of the Chaldees, blessed him, and gave him a covenant that is still in effect today because of Abraham and those that were of his family. We have the Bible, and we also have a crucified and risen Savior. Abraham had faith in God, and this brought about the miraculous work of God in the world, bringing forth the Savior that would come through the line of Abraham to bring salvation. Therefore, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. Don't ever think that there's nothing that you can do for God by faith. For God took one man and his wife and made them into a great nation. Here was one that was as good as dead as far as bringing children into the world. My friend, you don't know what having faith in God will bring about in your life as well as in the lives of others. That's why, as the writer of Hebrews gives us these examples, that he also, as we go back to verse number 1, reminds us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we have faith in God, we accomplish much because God has called us to be saved by grace through faith, and then to walk for Him, pleasing to Him through faith, so that we might have satisfaction in living for the Lord. Now, my friend, if you have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, how is your walk of faith? Are you following the Lord by faith, reading His Word, and being obedient to what He would have you to do? That walk of faith in the Lord is a walk that can bring satisfaction to all of us who know Jesus as our personal Savior. And my friend, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please, today, acknowledge that you're a sinner and repent of your sins, and then ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, asking Him to save you from your sins. He's promised that He would save you if you would just call on His name for salvation. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."